Ah. I'm one of the mysteries of God's judgment in the earth, laid out by his early apostles, was that God, through his Son Jesus Christ, would start out building his church in the earth, and his church being the body of Christ, would grow up and begin to produce ministers out of that church. And that the church, or the body of Christ, the group of people, would become an instrument through which God could bring his fullness into the earth. Many of the early church got trapped when they got the church built, the body of Christ built. They said, "We have it all." They stopped, and religious Satan overtook them, formed them into a church, a religion, much like the Galatian church, much like many of the other churches. And they fell into God's judgment. God's purpose, bring forth a church, body of Christ, and then to send down from heaven that new Jerusalem, a place to be used by the church to enter in where the fullness of God would reveal. And Jesus told this many times, that his purpose was to lead folks unto the Father. Jesus speaking in the 17th chapter of John said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you might live also, be also." Then in the book of Revelation, also in the book of Galatians, we begin to see unfold what Jesus was talking about. When we see the New Jerusalem coming down, where folks enter in, and there begin to enter into the fullness of God. In that New Jerusalem, God had one purpose in his mind. That was to form his people into his family in the earth. Oh. God formed, family formed in the earth through Jesus Christ. Then he says, all they that are not of my family does not abide in my blessing, but in my curse. So there will not be but two families in the earth, the family of God and the family of Satan. You can't belong to both of them. My family is built upon grace and love. And all the others shall burn. Oh, that's the hard facts of life. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. God's plan, very simple, to by grace through faith, take his people through Jesus Christ, regenerated into his likeness, and then begin to add them to his family. And it's not by knowledge of good and evil, neither is it by righteousness of your own, but by the regeneration work of the Holy Ghost working through Jesus Christ and the renewing of the Holy Ghost working from my Father. That's simple. It's that easy. But I inform you tonight, as plain as I can speak to you, just as plain as I can tell you, Paul says, if it do any good, I tell you, weep it. Those that do not move into the family of God in earth, you're marked for judgment. Ooh, there's not going to be but two families in earth, either the family of God or the family of Satan. The family of God comes through regeneration. Family of Satan comes through religion. Knowledge of good and evil, trying to do it with a carnal mind. It's that simple, isn't it? Ooh. Ooh. You are the family of God.
Family of God.
You are the family of God.
Family of God.
Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God.
Family of God.
You are the family of God.
Family of God.
You are the family of God.
Family of God.
Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God.
Family of God.
You're the mothers and fathers of God.
Fathers of God.
You're the mothers and fathers of God.
Fathers of God.
Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You're the mothers and fathers of God.
Fathers of God.
with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God.
Family of God.
You're the sons and daughters of God.
Daughters of God.
You're the sons and daughters of God.
Sons and daughters of God.
Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You're the sons and daughters of
daughters
God.
Daughters of God.
You're the little children of
children
God.
Of God.
You're the little children of
children
God.
Of God.
Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You're the little children of
children
God.
Of God.
You are the family of
family
God.
Of God.
You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God.
Family of God.
You are God's family of fire.
Of fire.
You are God's family of fire.
Family of fire.
Through Jesus Christ, his begotten Son, you are God's family of fire.
Family of fire.
God's purpose? Bring forth his family. Give him his covenant of fire in the earth. And through his family in the earth, begin to bring forth deliverance in the earth. Set his kingdom in order, his everlasting kingdom. All right. And then as the family comes forth, judgment. Upon all the family of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
It has always been so. It has never been different. You find every family of God from the Old Testament on out always destroyed the enemies of God. In their own life and the lives of others around. It's what God's doing today. There won't be two families on earth when this is over with. There'll only be one family, God's family. You are the family of God.
Of God.
You are the family of God.
Family of God.
Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God. Made one with his family in heaven. Made one with his family in heaven. Led into our Father by his Son, Jesus Christ. Made one with his family in heaven. God's family is his everlasting kingdom. God's family is his everlasting kingdom. Jesus Christ now one with our Father. God's family is his everlasting kingdom. You are the family of God.
Of God.
You are the family of God.
Family of God.
Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family,
are the
of, God.
Family of God.
Mother made in the image of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Mother made in the image of the Holy Ghost. So that the Holy Ghost may seen in earth. Mothers made in the image of the Holy Ghost. Fathers made in the image of the Father God.
Father God.
Fathers made in the image of the Father God.
Father God.
So that the Father God may be seen in earth. The Father's made in the image of the Father God.
Father God.
Ah.
Family of God.
Sons and daughters in the image of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Sons and daughters in the image of Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
They grow up to become mothers and fathers, sons and daughters in the image of Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
Little children all know the Father God.
Ooh.
Little children all know the Father God.
Ooh.
They grow up from childhood just like Jesus. Little children all know the Father God.
Ooh.
You are the family of God. You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God. At that day I shall dwell in them. I shall live and walk in. I shall be their God, they shall be my people. At that day I shall dwell in them.
Shall dwell in them.
Ah, ah, oh.
Ah,
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 ah, ah, ah.
Oh.
My family shall cover thee. My family shall cover the earth.
The earth.
I give unto them of power and dominion. My family shall cover the earth.
Cover the earth.
Ah.
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 Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God.
Family of God.
I think it's clear enough. The commission the Lord gave me when he called me is to build his kingdom in earth by first building his family. Many of you wondered when you first came in contact with me. That's the strangest fellow I've ever seen. He doesn't condemn you and beat you over the head. He just tells you like it is and it happens. It's because I don't operate in my own name, neither by my own authority. When I declare judgment, it falls. Because I don't declare. It's not I, but Christ in me. Many of you wondered, scared some of you to death. When I first began to minister, began to move around over the country, gathering the groups of people, terrible thing began to happen. Judgment began to fall everywhere. People begin to, a lot of them die and be paralyzed. You remember? You thought, well, that's a strange God. I didn't do anything to him. I merely preached the gospel of Christ, grace and love, and they chose to rise against it and blaspheme. They chose to snicker at it in their heart. God said, you'll not laugh at my anymore. My day of vengeance is upon you. And all down through the years that you've slain my righteous people, and I've told them to hold their peace, to love you. But said, I declare my day of vengeance. Said, I paint the picture very plain. All down through the scriptures. Even in my Old Testament, prophet Elisha said 48 children began to make fun of him. 40 children died. I paint the picture very plain. So now I'm painting it again in this day. said, you can either come in by love and grace, or you can come in by fear. Said, I've already told that through my prophet Jude. Said, some saved with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And I'm telling you, just as plain as I know how, you're either going to become a member of the family of God or you're going into judgment. That's that simple. It's that easy. And you're not going to wait any long time to go into judgment. You're now marked for judgment. The very moment that message hits your ear out of my mouth tonight, it marks you either for life or death. You are the family of God. You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God.
Family of God.
You are the family of God. You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God. My business is very simple. Is to set God's kingdom in order in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Call out his remnant. Deliver them from the corruption that's in the world through lust, through the regeneration of Jesus Christ. And begin to lead them and set them in order in his family. It's very simple. I don't have any ministry other than demonstration of the Spirit and power that I demonstrate the life of Jesus Christ to you for you to accept or reject. You accept it, the blessings of God are you. You reject it, you have judgment, and your life's work is burned at the second death at the great white throne judgment. It's that simple. Not mincing any words with you. Paul said, I magnify my ministry. God has made me, not because I'm anything in myself, but because of his choosing. He's made me the father of the new creation. That's that simple. Being a father, I don't have any ministry of my own. My life is yours. It belongs to the people of God. To move them into the place and into the order of the family of God. It's that simple. And I have another as the father of the new creation. I have another unpleasant task. And that is to declare judgment on all those that reject and come against it. As God my helper, I'll be faithful to do both. Okay? So now he has said, in my name, you shall begin to set my family in order. Ordain and commission them before my throne and begin to charge them, speak to them in prophecy. So now you shall begin also at my direction to set them in their area of service so that I can begin to possess those areas through them, my family. It's that simple. I, the Lord God, have spoken it. I also will perform it. nothing can stand in my way. Once you're brought, as some of you are brought, to the fullness of Christ and delivered into the Father, into the beginning, you must be set in the order of God. Do you know this? You cannot sit and continue to receive teachings. You must take the teachings and the demonstrations that you have received, and you must begin to use them. If you don't, they grow stale. And in growing stale, they become a curse to you, or death to you, instead of life. Tonight, in obedience to the Lord, come on, Jesse, I'm going to begin to set the family in order. Spirit of prophecy, charging them before the throne of God. That's simple. And you that this spirit of prophecy hits, it'll blow you up like a balloon, but it'll put you where God is supposed to be. If you've never been really prophesied over, I'm not talking about this old religious thing to say, yea, thou art a chosen one of mine, and yea, yea, and say yea, yea, and they say yea, yea, I am well pleased with you. I'm not talking about that junk. Bunch of yelling of Satan. I'm talking about a charge from the Father God. Oh, Father, in the person of Jesus, by your authority, and by your name. I now set this minister of yours in the order in your family, wherever you would have him to be. Being baptized into the heavenly body of Jesus on his back and on his face. Now in the New Jerusalem, he goes out at the east gate, baptized into one of the east gates to begin his ministry. God requires that he lose his life again by faith. Lord Jesus, follow me. Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept the commission that you have given me. First the seven works of the Holy Spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Finished. Then the charging in prophecy. Charging in prophecy. Message spoke that puts him into his ministry, charging him with his responsibilities and his calling, or whatever else the Lord speaks, and begins to bring forth God's family in the earth. Propagate it, if you please. Increase it. Multiply it. Yea, and for surely saith the Lord, I have set thee in my kingdom. Yea, and the prophet evangelist saith the Lord, yea, and this night I take thy life away from thee, all that remain, and I give thee my life. Yea, that thou might be the father of my evangelist in my new creation in earth, saith the Lord. Yea, and say not in thine heart, yea, that I shall be an evangelist unto my own. For yea, I have called thee, that thou might produce other evangelists in my new creation, saith the Lord. Yea, and as thou dost produce others, and lead them, yea, into my evangelism, I shall bring thee forth into thy ministry, saith the Lord. For my way is not the way of man, yea, that doth build one ministry. But yea, my way is that thou shalt grow up and increase according to thy fruit, saith the Lord. Oh, obedience to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I baptize this prophet evangelist years, father of evangelist, down on his face, into the east gate, facing towards heaven, being responsible to you with his face set towards your throne. And just lay him right down. Oh, 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 this minister of yours in the person of Jesus for your ordaining and your throne commission. Yea, that thou might knowest. Yea, that thou knowest all things, that he might knowest all things. That is his duty and his ministry before you. He loses his life again. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yea, and for surely saith the Lord, I do bring thee forth and set thee in my kingdom, in my everlasting kingdom, in my new creation, saith the Lord. Yea, as the father, as the pastor, as the overseer over this area, saith the Lord. And I do bring thee forth in my likeness, yea, and make thee in my authority and in my judgment, saith the Lord. And surely I do say unto you, as I say unto all, from this night henceforth, yea, they that touch you, touch me, saith the Lord. And yea, thou that thou dost touch, I do touch, saith the Lord. Yea, and I do commission thee, yea, toward my throne in heaven, yea, that thou might serve me from my throne, saith the Lord. Baptize him right down in his face. Lay him right down in there. Let him go. Your ordination, charge before your throne, saith the Lord. Just the ordination itself knock you out. Obedience to the Lord. He must lose his life. Be ordained. Facing towards the east, towards heaven. Very simple, very easy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Again, for surely saith the Lord, I have set thee this night in my everlasting kingdom, in my new creation. And the prophet exhorter saith the Lord, yea, that thou might keep my people stirred, and lead others into stirring my people, yea, in music, and in song, and exhortation, saith the Lord. I do set thee in my family even tonight, and yea, I do say unto thee, they that touch you, touch me, saith the Lord. And yea, thou that dost touch, I do touch, saith the Lord. Even if thou dost touch them with thy voice, with thy music, I have touched them, saith the Lord. So yea, stand thou in me, that thou might grow forth and bring forth others in my family, saith the Lord. Baptize him right down into the east gate, facing towards heaven. Lay him right down. You are the family of God. You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God. You are the family of God. You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God. You are the family. You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God. Now the Lord sets them in. He ordains them. He calls them, charges them. And then by counsel it becomes my responsibility to place them in the areas where they will serve. Now, I must do this to you, or else you will die spiritually. Once you receive the teachings of the Lord, and you don't begin to enter into them by faith, and let them become living in you, you begin to get stale and dry. And the first thing you know, you're dead spiritually. You understand this? So when he said, it is time, I must do it. I know you like to hold on to me. I know we all like to be together. But what we like and what I like, what you like and what I like, is not what the Lord likes. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As the heavens are high, higher than earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Oh, Brother Brewitt, I sure would like to go with you. Well, I would like for you too, if the Lord said for you to go. If he didn't say if you go, I'd like for you to obey the Lord. Then we could both rejoice. So what I do is begin to ordain, and then as he sets in order his family, through counsel, I begin to give jobs and charges to them. You understand this? But I only bring them before the throne for him to do the ordaining. Father, in the name of Jesus, I present this minister of your new creation, for your ordination, setting him in the office that you would have him be in. Feel the Spirit of God move on you now. Set him right over there. Well, that's the strangest way I've ever seen. That's the way. I'm sorry. the way you're set in. You're not qualified by the works of the flesh, knowledge of good and evil, how smart you are. You're called by God. Hear it. All I can do is what he tells me. Only thing I can speak is what I see. What I hear and what I see, that I speak. Nothing else I speak. So you ordain them? No, sir. I'm just the instrument that ordains them, through which God speaks. Oh, are you responsible for them? Yes, unfortunately I am. Before God, I'm unresponsible for them. Are they responsible for you? Sure. But we're both responsible before God. You understand this? He ties you together, and that family bond is something. You can't break it. That family bond is a terrible word called responsibility that everybody runs from. But you can't run from it in this way. You've got to shoulder. Oh, and once you shoulder and surrender that burden, life, yoke is easy. You run from it, and it becomes heavy, burdensome. Oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, finished. Ooh. Yea, and for surely saith the Lord, I have called thee and set thee forth in my new creation. Yea, the father of my evangelism, saith the Lord, and have made thee a demonstrator of my life in faithfulness, saith the Lord. Yea, and I would charge thee to remember this. Yea, remember this. Thou dost not enter into thy ministry alone, but yea, thou dost enter in as thou dost lead others into their ministry, saith the Lord. So stand thou faithful, and know that you are mine and my chosen, and that whosoever you touch, I touch them. Whosoever touches you from this night henceforth touches me, saith the Father God. Oh, oh, oh. In obedience to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I baptize, oh, this minister of yours down on his face into the east gate, oh, facing towards heaven and towards your throne. Oh, present this minister of yours for your ordination, for your charge by the Holy Ghost. Feel it come up on you. That's it. Oh, 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 again, going into the east gate. Now, when they go into the fullness of their ministry, they'll go out all three of the east gates. What God does when he first starts them in the ministry and search over an area, he keeps them before his throne in the New Jerusalem. And they become ministers going out of the heavenly city, in and out. Ministers to bring into the heavenly city by going in and out. Okay? Ooh. When he gets ready to move them to place to where they go out and establish new works, being strong like Samson, they carry all three of the gates with them. Clothed upon with them. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, oh, oh. Yea, for sure saith the Lord. Yea, I've called you and set you forth in my new creation, saith the Lord. Yea, an evangelist exhorter, saith the Lord. Yea, the father of my evangelist exhorters. Yea, that thou might lead others. Yea, lead others in evangelism and stirring up my people, saith the Lord. And bring them forth in strength into my city and build my family in earth, saith the Lord. Yea, and remember this, I say unto you. Yea, that touch you shall touch me. And you that thou shalt touch, I shall touch, saith the Lord. For this night I do ordain thee, yea, a member, a minister, a father, of evangelist exhorter in my new creation, saith the Lord. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth, you are the family of God. You are the family of God. You are the family of God. In one with Jesus in heaven and earth, you are the family of God. Now, this is only the beginning. The Lord picked out these tonight to start. Okay? Tomorrow, or even tonight, these people will have the responsibility down upon them. They'll begin to bring forth, be set in order for God's family in this area. Okay? It hath been spoken, it hath been obeyed, and it hath been done. God said, fear not, little flock, it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And he adds on to it, remember this. Whether you be 1 or 1 million, it's not you, but it's the mighty Creator God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that performs it. Once you enter near minister, whosoever you look upon, I look upon. Whosoever touches you, touches me. Whosoever you touch, I touch. Whosoever hears your words, hears not your words, but mine. Though they be soft-sounding words or loud exhorting words, once you speak by the Spirit, they are the words of your Father. And nothing can stand against it. His purpose is very plain. He has set to cleanse his creation in heaven and earth. And that's what he is doing. After many years of gathering together remnants of people, God spoke a few months ago and he said, you have 1 year to bring forth my remnant in earth. Said, then my judgment in earth begins. I've never lied to you. I don't intend to start now. But early in the year 1976, she is starting. I've never made a false prophecy. You can check them. They're written, they're recorded. And before then, those that rise against it, his judgment is already started. And I could tell you more about his time schedule. I'll say this, most of you sitting in this room, you walk in obedience. You'll live to see the fullness of the kingdom of God in earth. The things spoken of by the mouths of the prophets. And there's nothing can stop it. And you enter in by spirit and truth. You do not enter in through religion. You do not enter in through the knowledge of good and evil. You enter in through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Might sound like a strange saying to you, but most all of you have been ruled by religion. Knowledge of good and evil, Satan working through man. In your carnal mind, it tells you what's good, tells you what's evil, tells you to turn from what's good, evil, and be good, and you're trapped. Say, well, God wants everybody to be good. Then why was the tree of knowledge of good and evil also of Satan? God doesn't want everybody to be good. He wants them to be godlike. And there is a difference. Good is a relative term. What you think is good in the natural, someone else thinks is evil. Is this correct? So there's not but one good, and that's the life of God through Jesus Christ. Anything else comes of evil. Is this correct? You eat of him, of the tree of life, of his fruits, and he, working by the Holy Ghost, conforms you to his image and makes you like unto the Father. It's that simple. You eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you have a form of godliness, but no power and no authority. And you become of the kingdom of Satan. Oh, you are the family of God. You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven and earth. You are the family of God. You are the family of God. You are the family of God. Made one with Jesus in heaven.